So very nice to see people this evening. I don't get this opportunity very often because I'm living in Sri Lanka most of the time and usually visiting Melbourne actually more often than Perth, but even though I am from Perth. And very interesting that Drew knew that fact where I went to school, because most people don't. So, and I'm living actually in Sri Lanka in a cave. It's a rock overhang that's it's an ancient rock overhang that's been used for over 1,000 years for monks meditating in it. So hopefully a few of them got enlightened. So this evening, of course, we start with a guided meditation. And this evening I thought, what a nice theme, you know, the happy half hour. The happy half hour, because of course Friday night, what's it famous for? The happy hour. I think the happy hour is usually maybe 1 hour, half an hour of happiness and then quite a few hours of suffering afterwards. So, but this one, there is no ill effects from this happy half hour, the guided meditation. And the theme, I always like a theme for the meditation actually, is happy to be here, happy to be here. Because I find if we can develop a positive emotion in mind, bring up a positive emotion in mind, whether it be, you know, contentment, whether it be loving kindness or thanks, gratitude, whatever we can bring up, and we can use that in the meditation to colour the meditation, to give the meditation much more interest. Because the main problem meditators have, particularly in the early stages, is to stay with the meditation subject. And of course this helps. If you've got this really positive feeling, then it helps with to make the meditation subject much more attractive. And moreover, it deals with the negativity in the mind. We call these the hindrances to meditation. They block the meditation and they block wisdom, the Buddha said. So this is a very, I find, very skillful way to do it. And of course, one of the nice things about this approach is that we can use it during the meditation, but we can use it in our daily life as well. And that's very important, to be able to bring up happiness in whatever form, whether it's, as I say, gratitude, contentment. Happy to be here, which is the theme I'm using this evening, is, of course, contentment, isn't it? Contentment. So this is what I hope we can bring up. And, of course, the Buddha's, the whole of the Buddha's teaching really is aiming at reducing and eventually removing all negativity from the mind, and replacing it with and establishing positive states of mind and maintaining them. So this is in essence the Buddha's teaching. So I think we can start this evening and this happy to be here for the happy half hour. And we're very lucky because we have, you know, the support of a group is very, very useful. I find, I don't know whether most people would agree with this, but I find it. That when you meditate with a group, you can meditate for longer and go deeper. It's very interesting. I live on my own, so I don't have that much experience with meditating with a group these days. But when I do, I enjoy it. So let's have a happy to be here meditation and a happy happy half hour, hopefully. And let's see how it goes. So if you'd like to, this is the first part of it is the physical, I call it the workout. Just to find a good posture for the meditation is very important so that it's comfortable for the meditation. Two essential characteristics, essential factors, probably is better, for meditation. We must be comfortable and relaxed. So first of all, just the workout, I usually move the hips, the shoulders, just to find the optimum position to make the body relaxed, raise the shoulders, let go. And tighten the face and relax. There we are. So now we can close the eyes. And we can get a better sense of the body sitting here actually. And make any adjustments that we need to make. And we can bring to mind the intention. Intention is to develop more happy to be here, this contentment. Just to be here. Nowhere else that we need to be. Nowhere else we want to be. and we can bring out this feeling of being happy to be here. What does that feel like? Not wanting anything else, not needing anything else, feeling of ease and of balance, just happy to be here. Nowhere else I'd rather be. And we can bring this sense of being happy to be here into the body, relaxing the body, starting at the top of the head, mentally relaxing the body now. Becoming aware of the top of the head and all around the head, soothing it, relaxing it with this ease of being happy to be here. Now we move the attention down through the forehead and around the eyes and the cheeks and around the mouth, relaxing, soothing them, allowing them to become as comfortable as possible. And moving the attention down to the neck, all around the neck, mentally massaging the neck. And moving the attention to the shoulder, starting at the neck, the right shoulder, starting at the neck, and moving along the right shoulder, soothing it, relaxing it, giving this warm, kind attention along the shoulder, and then to the right arm, the upper right arm, all around the right arm, moving down towards the elbow, relaxing and soothing all around the elbow and the lower right arm, to the wrist, to the palm of the hand, and to the top of the hand, right hand, right to the fingertips, relaxing it, letting go of any tension, strain, soothing it. Now we bring the attention to the left shoulder, starting at the neck. We move the attention along the left shoulder, this kind, soothing, warm attention, relaxing the left shoulder. And then down the left arm, all around the upper left arm, moving down to the left elbow, all around, relaxing and soothing. Moving down the left lower arm to the wrist, relaxing, soothing. And moving the attention to the palm of the left hand, and the top of the left hand, right to the fingertips. This very kind, soothing attention. the attention to the back, just below the shoulders. And move the attention down the back, relaxing, soothing this kind, warm attention. Moving down to the waist, right down to the buttocks and to the back, the top of the legs at the back. The whole back relaxed, comfortable. Now we move the attention to the front of the body, just below the shoulders, and we move the attention down the front of the body, down the chest, soothing, mentally massaging, releasing any hard, tense areas, painful areas, giving them this kindness, attention, moving down the chest. Down to the stomach area, relaxing it, letting go of any tightness, soothing it. And then to the abdomen, allowing it to soften, relax, become comfortable. Now we move the attention to the right leg, to the top of the right leg, moving the attention all around the right thigh, down towards the knee, all around the knee, and then the lower right leg, all around the lower right leg, massaging it with the mind, releasing it, relaxing it. And then to the ankle, all around the ankle. And to the sole of the foot, and to the top of the foot, right to the tips of the toes, relaxing it. Relaxing the whole right leg. And now we bring attention to the left leg, starting at the top of the left leg and moving the attention down all around the left thigh, aware of what we're feeling, giving this kind, warm attention to the left thigh, down to the left knee, or around the left knee. And then moving down the left lower leg, the calf, all around the left lower leg, relaxing, soothing. To the left ankle and to the sole of the foot, the top of the foot, right to the tips of the toes, relaxing the left leg, making it comfortable and at ease. Now we're just aware, just to become aware of the whole body sitting comfortably relaxed, happy to be here, at home, at ease, content, wanting nothing else. Come into the present, letting go of the past, whatever has happened, letting go of the future, and just to be happy to be here in the present moment, so simple, so peaceful, so uncomplicated. Just noticing whatever we experience, feelings in the body, pressure or the cushion, sitting on the cushion or sitting on the chair, the temperature, the sounds, whatever we are aware of in the present moment, and having a sense of contentment with it, happy to be here. No need to rearrange the present moment. And when the breath comes to our attention, when we notice the breath, we can breathe in with this feeling of happy to be here, combining that feeling with the breath coming in. And as the breath goes out, this feeling of happy to be here, content. Nowhere else I'd rather be than just here, breathing in and breathing out with this feeling of happy to be here. close to the end of the meditation, so we can just reflect for a few moments on how we feel. Did we feel happy to be here or not? And what was the cause, what was the conditions for this feeling, if it was a feeling there, to arise? What was it like? And we can share this energy of this meditation, being happy to be here, whatever contentment, peace, ease we developed in the mind, with everyone here, with our family and friends, wherever they are, and with all beings everywhere, that they may have this contentment, this happy to be here in their lives, in their minds. And we can develop the intention, the aspiration, to develop more of this feeling of contentment, happy to be here in our daily life at all times, with whatever we're doing. Just being with whatever we are doing, with this feeling of happy to be here, being present. And lastly, we can anchor this feeling of being happy to be here in the heart, in the mind, so that any time, day or night, we can remember that feeling, bring that feeling up. Experience that contentment to just be here now. Now we can slowly open the eyes and move the body to make ourselves more comfortable.